This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Shortly after the U.S. carried out strikes in Iraq and Syria on Friday in response to a drone strike that killed three U.S. military service members in Jordan, U.S. President Joe Biden released a statement saying, quote, "Our response began today. It will continue at times and places of our choosing. The United States does not seek conflict in the Middle East or anywhere else in the world, but let all those who might seek to do us harm know this. If you harm an American, we will respond." U.S. military forces struck more than 85 targets in Iraq and Syria, with numerous aircraft to include long-range bombers flown from the United States. The facilities that were struck included command and control operations centers, intelligence centers, rockets and missiles, unmanned aerial vehicle storages, and logistics and munition supply chain facilities of, quote, militia groups and their IRGC sponsors, who facilitated attacks against U.S. and coalition forces. The U.N.'s top court says it does have jurisdiction to rule on a request by Ukraine for a declaration that Kyiv is not responsible for genocide. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Joan Donoghue, president of the ICJ, says Russia hadn't produced any evidence regarding Ukraine's alleged abuse of process. The ruling comes in a case filed by Ukraine alleging that Moscow used trumped-up claims of genocide to justify its invasion nearly 2 years ago. The ICJ, however, said it didn't have jurisdiction in two other aspects of Ukraine's case, claims that Russia's invasion violated the 1948 Genocide Convention and that Moscow's recognition of two breakaway republics in eastern Ukraine also amounted to a breach of the convention. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The remains of three American soldiers killed in Jordan are back on U.S. soil. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
At Delaware's Dover Air Force Base, a dignified transfer. Soldiers wearing white gloves carried the cases with the remains off a C-5 cargo plane and into a van. President Biden stood silently on the windy tarmac, hand over his heart, as the cases were carried past him, the First Lady, Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin, and Joint Chiefs Chairman C.Q. Brown. The president earlier met privately with the families of Sergeants Will Rivers, Kennedy Sanders, and Breonna Moffitt, whom he remembered yesterday.
They risked it all, and we'll never forget the sacrifices and service to our country.
They were the first U.S. troops killed due to enemy action since the Afghanistan pullout 2.5 years ago. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The two 16-year-old convicted killers of a transgender teenager in Northwest England nearly a year ago have been given minimum sentences of 20 and 22 years. Justice Amanda Yip lifted the reporting instructions on naming the murderers of 16-year-old Brianna Gay. They were identified at Manchester Crown Court on Friday as Scarlett Jenkinson and Eddie Radcliffe. The horrific murder shocked the nation. Gay was stabbed with a hunting knife 28 times in her head, neck, chest, and back in broad daylight after being lured to a park in the town of Warrington on February 11, 2023. Radcliffe was given a minimum sentence of 20 years, while Jenkinson must serve at least 22 years in prison. Climate activist Greta Thunberg has been cleared of charges for refusing to leave an oil industry conference. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A judge in London acquitted Thunberg and four co-defendants on a charge of refusing to follow a police order to leave a protest blocking the entrance of a major oil and gas industry conference in London last year. The judge cited deficiencies in the government's case. Attorney Raj Chadha.
The government should stop prosecuting peaceful protesters and instead find ways to tackle the climate crisis.
Thunberg and other climate protesters opposed the UK government's recent approval of drilling for oil in the North Sea off the coast of Scotland. Hi, Norman Hall.
Cuban President Miguel Diaz-Canel has removed the country's economy minister following a delay in recently announced measures to increase the prices of fuel and transportation. State media is reporting that the Council of State, which is under the president's leadership, appointed Central Bank President Joaquin Alonso Vasquez to replace Alejandro Gil, the outgoing economy minister. The move comes days after the government put on hold an increase in gasoline prices planned for February 1st, saying a cyber attack from outside the communist-run island nation had prevented its implementation. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.